The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Are we live?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Live as hell.
We live in the chat as well. So remind me where we are live streaming this, because it's...
Yeah, so we're on Planet Facebook page and Rise Guys YouTube.
Okay.
So you search 93.3 The Planet on Facebook and then The Rise Guys on YouTube. You should see us.
Can we not share that over to Rise Guys right now?
I can't from here.
Okay.
We don't have a little technical glitch we got to work on.
I can do it.
I can fix it.
I can fix it. Boom. Just did it.
Hell yeah.
Hells yeah.
And we're there. We're there live.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, everyone. Stop with the birthday wishes. Addo Matthew. All right. Paige is wearing the punishment panties because she lost pigskin picks for a second time.
I can't.
And now she's down one game for the new week.
I'm not good at this.
This cord goes all the way from me all the way down to your back. It's like a battery pack on your backside that is attached to
it
these.
It is really uncomfortable.
Thong underwears. Yeah, but I've noticed your posture's better. It's the little things.
I'm kind of like arching my back already.
Yeah. Well, you're a lady.
Yep.
Right. That's question number one. Are you a lady?
Yes.
Okay. You got that one right.
I hope
you missed that one.
It's like a boy one.
How do you want, like, who wants to go first? I don't know how you want to do that.
I think Paige gets to ask. I think we go back and forth. I will be always Zapper, though, because the cord doesn't go that long. And you're a puss who doesn't want to get blood on his hands.
Okay, then I'll go with the puss.
Hey, quote that. We got it.
We weren't asking about your weekend's plans, Paige.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go first.
I don't have any kitty cats at home.
Somebody's got to kick it off, right?
Okay, let's do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, Paige.
Oh, God. Oh! That was a total accident. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I didn't get to ask you.
That's not
I'm so
fair.
Sorry.
And I jumped out of my chair.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I really.
This is not even fun.
I was going to go moderate. Now, you know what? I'll ask you an easy one since you got an accidental taste.
I want to go back and watch the video. Did you tell? I was surprised too. I really did. I'm sorry.
That's not it. And that is not a two.
I'll put your panties on afterwards. Okay. You can give me one.
Okay, Paige, the 49ers played in the Super Bowl last season, but they lost. Who did they lose to?
They lost to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ding, ding. I don't have a ding, ding. I got a buzzer, but I don't have a ding, ding. But that is right.
Namaste. That is correct, Paige. That was pretty simple.
I wasn't going to start with that one.
Thank you for that.
That's one of the harder ones?
No, that was. I had to give her an easy one since she got zapped already.
Oh.
I feel like.
So he's trying to play up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Such a fan of Big Brother is Fat Boy. He lives his life by that.
I know.
All right, so he's doing 49ers questions. That's your pro team. I'm doing college questions. And you are a Bulldogs fan. Question number one. How many letters in Georgia? Go.
What do you mean letters? Like the word? The state? Can I count?
I'll not repeat the question.
Can I count?
I'm just going to guess 11.
Wait, what? That wasn't like a...
That was not a trick question.
It wasn't timed either. I feel like you could have like taken your time on that one and answered it.
I'm going to let you go again since I did accidentally zap you earlier.
Okay, 7.
Count them.
Well, I mean, I had to answer it. Okay.
I kind of do the same thing too. I had to finger 7. Count.
8.
Final answer.
8.
G-E-O-R-G-I-A.
So it was 7.
Okay. Ah,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Judge?
I mean,
Jennifer, I mean, it's the simplest question that I have.
She said 7, but then she said 8. Then she questioned
that. Me like that was wrong.
Well, I'm supposed to. I'm hosting.
Wait a minute.
It's like when Alex would go, ooh, you're right.
She questioned it after she said she counted.
She said 16 the first time, I think.
What the hell?
This is going to be hard.
She's so nervous, man. That was...
All right, we'll go with you got it right.
Okay, thank you.
We'll go with the correct answer is 16 to 6 100. To 7.
Okay.
My turn again?
Because that hurt the first time.
Don't read the comment. Don't. I know. See, there we go with that. Don't read the comments page, by the way. They're calling you a...
They can call me whatever they want. They don't have something in their backside.
Well, you don't know. I see some of the people in the chat right now.
Just saying. It's not comfortable.
All right, so it's going to be a little bit easier because it's a multiple choice.
Okay.
Okay. A famous 49er player once played a game with a broken finger. He then had to have that fingertip amputated, but he finished the game with a broken finger. Was it A, Nick Bosa? Was it B, Ronnie Lott? Or was it C, Buff Slutman?
A.
She says A, Nick Bosa. Ooh, that is not right. Yeah, I can see Ronnie Lott's finger now. Remember? It was all perpendicular.
Can I ask a question inside that question? Butt Slutman is a fake name, right?
Yes, Buff Slutman is not a real player. It's the name I made up. Buff Slutman is the name I made up.
So I'm going to give you a zap.
Wow.
You ready?
No.
I can't believe.
Then now I'm gun shy.
I didn't even feel anything.
All right. Count to 3. Okay. Oh, I haven't done it yet. No. You ready?
No.
1, 2.
God.
Dude, that you could see the motion of the energy just pushed her back in her chair.
Look how rich she is. She kind of got flushed.
Oh, just make sure there was no smoke coming up your backside.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Be honest right now. Hurt or kind of titillating? Be honest. Okay. All right.
Hey, when you get tased after that first one, you kind of settle in, right?
Well, she's going to get all the rest of them right, though, so we don't have to worry about it.
Oh, yes, she might. Okay.
I'm going to get the bell ready just in case.
This isn't fun. I am so nervous I can't even think, honestly. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Oh, hell yeah. Here we go.
Turn. Oh. I'm not ready. And my face is still red. Oh, my God.
It's going to hurt my mimi so much.
What? Okay, let's get this over with. I'm done. I'm tired of doing this.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Your next question. For all the marbles, Paige, what breed of bulldog is Ugga?
Ugga is an English bulldog.
That is correct.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You know what? Okay.
I'm fine with that. You know, I didn't want it to be incredibly hard. Now, you did miss how to spell Georgia at first. Well,
I didn't know. What you meant? Like University of Georgia or what I was supposed to do?
All right. I feel like she's going to get this one. All right, Paige, the most famous play in the history 49ers football is called the catch.
Oh, Paige.
Joe Montana threw the ball. Who caught it?
Oh, man. I'm putting $1,000 on it. She ain't got this.
Dwight Clark.
What'd she say? Say it again.
Dwight Clark.
It was Dwight Clark.
We didn't shake, though, let's say.
Wow. I didn't think she'd get
Damn.
That.
Damn. What?
You know, Dwight Clark wasn't going to get drafted. Oh, Bill Walsh was looking at Steve Fuller. That's how we found Dwight Clark.
You know, he was a Clemson Tiger.
Yeah.
He was handsome, too.
Wow.
So my mom had a thing for him.
Wow, I'm glad you didn't shake on that. Holy crap.
God.
Holy crap.
Holy crap. Holy you still crap. Got it.
Holy crap. Holy
okay.
crap.
No more. No more booties.
WWE Raw coming to the Bob Jones University.
She got
Holy
your.
Holy crap. You screwed up.
You screwed up. You still got it. Your crack smokes. Well, she got yours so quick. I thought I'd give her like a hard one, but she got that one immediately.
That was incredible, Paige. It really was. I congratulate you.
Buff Slutman would be
gonna,
very proud.
I'm gonna bomb if it's something else. I promise.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
University of Georgia questions. Paige, this former wrestler played for the University of Georgia football team. He was bald. He speared a lot of people. And his last name rhymed with Old Ferg.
Let me get this ready.
Was it Goldberg?
Correct.
So I'm out of hard questions.
I know. Now I got to go hard.
This is my last
Give me
one.
My pills.
I'm just going to throw it. She's going to get it. It's my last one.
Oh.
Paige, the 49ers play in Levi's Stadium right now. Where did they spend the previous 42 seasons? Before Levi's Stadium.
Candlestick Park.
Yeah, I knew she'd get it. It was Candlestick Park. She got all mine.
Did you study at all for this? Like, look up?
No, I didn't.
I believe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
We've now got the clearance to play not only the scene from Paige standing on the street corner, being this John approaching her, not a Port-a-John, but a man named. And then the second scene, you will actually hear the Red Rum scene.
We got them both. Oh, and then, of course, the one sets up the other.
Yes, because the timeline.
You just want to get into it?
Yes, and at the end of this, we're going to tell you how you can watch it from for free.
Oh, my God, no.
And encourage you to call in with your reviews.
Yeah, completely free.
Yes. Please. All right, here, this is from... Who drives at night?
He drives at night.
He drives at night.
This is where she gets in the car.
Starring Paige as Trixie the whore.
Hey, want a date? Your place or mine? Oh, strong, silent type. I can do that. But if you keep rolling that camera, it's going to cost you more, though.
Look at that.
You
got to see it, though.
I love the... First off, was that scripted? Did you improv that at all? Because do real hookers offer their home as a, like, your place or mine? Is that a real offering?
I don't know. But
I wouldn't if I was a lady hooker.
She's working the scene because...
I wouldn't do it if I was Hendon hooker either.
Like, it's all on her. From when she gets in the car, like, this is like, she's doing all the work.
And it was one take.
Oh!
Look at that.
One take pert.
You gotta see it, man, what she's wearing.
Oh, God.
You got to pause it.
I'm one take Paige. You know why I only do one take? Because I'm so busy. That's why.
Well, actually, there was some guy, and it was shot in Easley. Some guy actually thought I was a real hooker.
The stars are out tonight in Easley, South Carolina.
And my friend Chuck Chapman, who wrote this, and he was, anyways, he was laughing so hard when the man was screaming at us. And I said, why did you tell him it was a movie and I'm not a real streetwalker looking like
this. That's what's great about it for me, because I know all the locations it's been shot at, and the part of town where she gets picked up would never have a hooker on it.
Oh no,
I am the worst looking hooker, I'm telling
you. Oh God, watch the movie and decide. Is Paige the worst hooker horrible. You've ever seen in a movie?
And if they filmed it in that same spot now, you might see a couple silos down there and a couple cheesesteaks floating around.
Oh Lord,
it was fun.
Yeah. Well, you were wearing like fishnet pantyhose in that one.
Well, and hot pants, black leather hot pants.
Mm.
They'd be hot pants. And if a fur coat. Leather pants.
Yeah, the fur coat.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, this one here, I got to warn you, she's about to get killed. So it's going to get loud.
Plus, it was one take on this one, too, because of the special effects.
I hope you didn't get paid by the hour.
No, it was fast.
I hope you got paid. All right, here we go. This is the Red Rum scene.
Please, you have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
I don't want to give... I got to give it away because we played it. Just that one part.
Yeah, Paige dies in the movie.
She's getting really sliced up on the leg.
Not really.
I think she really got cut. I don't know how you fake it.
What? She's shaking her head, yes, no. Forgetting we're on the radio.
No.
You did?
No. I mean, there are cuts all
she
over
got
the
color,
place.
Brother.
There's special effects.
You know what? I would have had to improv a little bit if I were the killer, because he should have cut your shirt.
Paige, I might have to cut you a little bit to really make this
real. It was cut all over the place, because I remember when we were done shooting the scene, I was going to get in my car and drive away and my...
Wait a minute. He should have cut it like completely off, like a slasher movie. But then I'm imagining her trying to drive home in just a bra.
I got in my dear friend and stylist, makeup artist, Gay Timmy. He says, I don't think you should drive like that, Paige, because you're going to get pulled over.
Yeah, because her makeup is like...
is all over the
place.
She
looks like the Joker or a
I look like the Joker's wife.
Who went out and just got real sloppy in like Nashville.
Yeah, like if you're into that type of humiliation type scene, like watching women cry, you might want to pause it for a few minutes and work yourself over.
The first makeup was really pretty. And the director, Chuck, said, no, we want a hoe. We don't want a pretty hooker.
But are we, the viewer, supposed to assume that y'all had already done it or you had not done it?
Pardon?
Did y'all ever screw?
Oh, no, no. Yes. No, it was never a sex scene. Oh, I don't want to tell you. That's giving it away.
Was he I want to get these hookers off the street, so I'm just going to kill them.
You know, like.
Like you never see.
Vigilante.
You got to remember, he drives at night. You know, he's driving around, you know.
Like Dracula. He flies at night.
He's a serial killer.
Nefarious activities ensue. There's some, like, the way
people... He's a serial killer, and her name was Trixie. See it here?
No. The way people die in this movie is very gruesome.
Tell me more.
Like, kind of like, one was like an overkill. I'm like, wow, like, this really is brutal. And that was during the day. See, that's the thing.
He sleeps during the day, but he drives at night.
He's killing all the time.
You got to watch it. It's on Tubi.
Oh, it's on Tubi. Tubi.
Don't critique me. Tubi. It was just for fun.
It's not a critique. It's a brutally honest music review. No. Or a movie review. It's free on Tubi.
It's like a quick hour and a half watch, right? Like, it's not real long.
Yeah. It's a family film.
No, it's not. Hang on now. And what I did, because, you know, I never told my brother ahead of time that I was in this film. And when I gave away all those porno films that my husband had, I just happened to stick a copy of He Drives at Night in there and didn't tell him. And he goes, he called me. He goes, you know, I was watching this horror film. It wasn't great. But then I'm in the bathroom. I hear this screaming. And I think, is that my sister? And then he went back in there and he goes, you know, you didn't suck that bad. Was this so bad? I'll take that.
I thought you didn't show the sex scene.
I'll take it as a compliment. Said
that. You know, what if he's doing something else and he realizes that looks a lot like Paige?
Oh my God.
That'd be horrible.
Could you?
It's not Paige. It's not Paige.
I'm pretending it ain't Paige. No.
He would never do that.
I just imagine he looks at the title like, hang on now. I ain't into this type of movie.
Look at this text I'm making up right now. It says, is there going to be a sequel to this movie? He's still driving at night.
He is yet to return home.
Well, I couldn't come back because I've already died.
He drives at night.
You could get struck by lightning and come back alive.
Unless Trixie has a sister.
Well, that is a good out.
Yeah. Dixie.
What are the possibilities?
You wear, like, Confederate flag lingerie.
What? I'm Dixie. God. Can you get that?
No, well, probably up in Marietta.
What are the possibility of two hooker sisters, though? I mean, it might be a small plot hole, but you can work around it.
Hey, you haven't seen it yet.
Hooker sisters.
It's the truth.
God, what was that show? Was it the...
I'm Pixie. Mm.
Was it Black Mirror or Twilight Zone? Where it was the twin girls. They had a thing for the same guy. And at the end...
Parent Trap?
No, he was in bed with one of them, and they show the profile of him laying there, and you're like, oh, okay, wonder which one got him. And then as it pans away, they're both in bed with him, and they've cut him in half down the middle.
Oh, what was that?
I don't remember.
I can't watch it now because it's completely spoiled, but sounds good.
It's great. It was wonderful. It's one of those things where you're just sitting there looking at their knockers. It might have been the Barbie twins. Remember them?
Yeah.
It might have been them. But anyway,
mirror on the wall.
You're sitting there and you're like, oh, wow, look at them. And all of a sudden, as it pulls back, you see that dude's guts and stuff.
God.
Wasn't good. It's like you're having a mood swing with an erection. It's very odd.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
1-800-774-0093. We're going to go to the line. We'll just go in order. Line one is anonymous. Thank you for your patience. Good morning.
Hey there. How y'all doing?
Good. How you?
Yeah, I'm great. Love the show, man. I just recently started, you know, listening to it.
Thank you.
Now, I'm open-minded, and there ain't much I hadn't, you know, tried.
Right.
And normally, I would just grin and bear it like dude was talking about, you know, because I'm sensitive. My nipples are sensitive.
Mm.
Well, then we started using body paints that, like, glow in the dark under blue lights, and we'd paint each other up.
Wow.
That sounds so fun.
It is fun. It was great. But then we tried the hot wax, and she grabbed a regular, like a Christmas candle.
Oh, my God.
That's when I started speaking up because, you know, when you peel the skin off your chest and the hair, you're like, yeah, it's time to, you know, let's not experiment with nothing unless we know. You know, there's certain waxes that you use for that.
I was going to ask. They got certain candles you can use for Like, I thought it was just a regular candle.
This was like ho, ho, ho Christmas crap. And it hurt. Man, I slung her off me because she was like, you know, sitting on me and pointing that on my chest. She's in the closet upside down. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh my God.
69 with a candle.
When I don't like something, even the nipple twisting or any of that, I speak up.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
What did it feel like when it first hit you, that hot wax? Because I thought you could use any candle. For real.
I didn't know that there was a difference either. I swear.
They don't pour hot wax when they wax your body either.
Well, I've never had that done, obviously.
Well, you definitely don't want to use a scented Christmas candle. Okay. That's all I know about
it. On fire.
Okay. Plus, when you're doing the body paint, is everything getting painted? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, around the areolas and stuff. And, I mean, I drew directions to home place.
Lord.
I mean, I did everything. And, I mean, she, like, looked in the mirror while she pulled her hair. She's like, oh, I love the way you did this.
Oh, you're an artist.
You like that? And now I said, well, I like this hair. We look like avatars.
I love you. Oh, my God. That's funny.
After we finally, you know, because we put a blanket down over our bed so we could, like, quick cleanup.
Yeah.
For 3 months after that, we could see green paint and stuff splattered on the roof, on the carpet. I mean, there was like different color. Like, I would turn a blue light on, and all of a sudden, we'd see like, it looked like a crime scene. You know what I mean?
Wait, but like, you don't like doing that a lot, right? Because it sounds like a lot to get into.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a little difficult to get it off of everything else, but it does wipe right off you.
Dang, man.
I mean, you have to wash it off.
Maybe it's something you do as, you know.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I have no, and I mean, I still look at the pictures. I'm like, yeah, I still look at the pictures. I'm like, damn, I remember that.
I knew women were doing this with boudoir.
The hot wax, though, I can remember that, too, because, I mean, between me bucking her off like a bronco.
He said buck.
And bucking.
Yep.
Bucking. Beat.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a bronco.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't say nothing about it.
No, I know. I just make sure Fatboy knew that. Anonymous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's awake.
You call more. That was fun. Thank you, sir.
Well, I've got a million of them. I mean, my life has been a soap opera.
Wait, you talk about your wife like you guys are still together?
Well, 18 years of marriage. And as July 1st, we signed divorce papers, but she ain't mailed them in. She still calls and stuff.
What happened?
Yeah, 18 years.
She doesn't want it.
I was devastated.
She doesn't want it to be over.
Yeah, well. She apparently liked painting with other people, too.
Oh, see, I thought you guys would have mixed that in at some point.
No.
That's one thing I meant that never happened, but.
Yeah.
Well,
if she happened to be listening right now, is there something you'd like to say to her?
I don't know. I would just say, you know, good luck. I hope everything worked out for you. No hard feelings, and I'm finally over you. You know, woohoo.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. That hurts.
I always
I'm
got
sorry.
Money in my pocket. I'm still sad sometimes, you know, and I'm not looking for nobody. You know, I met a lady, and that was crazy, too, because I took her out and picked her up, and first thing we did was stop at a store, and she said, will you get me two packs of cigarettes and a Bic lighter and some lottery tickets? And I didn't, you know, my first date with her, and I was like, wow. So then I go there, and she drinks $9 rum and or Jack and Cokes, and then she's about $200 worth, and I didn't even eat. She's like ordered the most expensive thing on the menu.
God bless.
And then when I cashed out, and I bought her shirts and everything from this band we went and seen. And then she turned around and bought two more drinks while I went to the bathroom. So she had an extra one sitting next to her other one. And I told her, I can't drink it. And she ordered me one. And I said, I can't drink. I'm driving. That's why I hadn't drank in the last 2 hours. Oh. And then on the way home, I had to buy her two 12-packs. I didn't even want to stop the car when I let her out.
He was not
good. Lord,
what the hell?
I didn't even want to stop the car when I let her out. I just wanted to tuck and roll her butt. I never called her back. She could text me the next day, and I was like, oh, no, no, spam.
No.
She cost you too much money.
My God.
That's a lot of alcohol.
It wasn't even that. She tried to kiss me on my cheek, and I like turned, or my lips, and I turned my head because I knew right there she's more crazy than anybody I've ever been with.
Yeah, makes sense. Got to watch out for those gambling
smokers. Oh, I've got a million. I mean, anytime y'all talk about a different story, hell, I'll give y'all a call.
Okay.
Yeah, do it, man.
Please do.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Hey, I enjoyed this.
Yeah, us too.
No, you were great.
Anytime, sir. Thank you.
All righty, man. All right. Y'all have a good one up there.
You have a better one.
You have a good one, too.
God, I should have known when he said lottery tickets and cigarettes.
God.
It's going to be a wild night.
And then she wants two 12-packs on the way home.
Now I know what to do on my next date if it goes bad.
This comes
play poker, not strip poker, just regular poker.
This is why you ladies,
cigarettes.
You can't be old-fashioned when it comes to paying for the dates. You know, you can't expect the dude to pay for it. You got to be splitting now.
50-50. Yeah, that's only fair.
Especially this woman's taking this guy to the cleaners.
You know, get the most expensive thing on. Like, always get lobster.
He didn't even get to eat that night. Like dinner.
Could you paint yourself like that guy? I couldn't do it.
That kind of sounds like fun.
Remember
to
me. It reminded me of the punishment I had that time where I had to get the spray tan with my hands over my boots.
Oh, yeah.
And I got spray tanned. And so I had my handprints on my chest for like 2 months.
Okay.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Oh, yeah. It was very erotic.
This is Darewall, I think.
It was. let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing this morning, man? This is a good show today.
Hey, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Listen, I was telling Fat Boy earlier, I heard the conversation. I think the most important part is you got to be honest with your partner. Mm-hmm. Now, I am really, really aggressive when it comes to that, mm-hmm. like very aggressive. So I tend to sit down and, hey, let's talk. What's off limits? What's this? What's that? So that there's no problems.
Right.
You know, that's down the road. And you know, this girl, she could not, let me say how to say this. She couldn't worth a damn. She did not know what she was doing. This girl, I don't know what she was doing. But I have to teach this girl.
Oh,
her friend, hang on. What does that mean?
How do you know how to do it?
You know, like, hey, this is what I like. This is how I want it done. Or, yeah. And, you know, it was just weird, man. So we're still together. Hell, I won't get rid of her now. She knows how to do it good.
That's right. You taught her right.
I was going to ask. She didn't get offended by her.
You have a TED Talk or a workshop coming up. We can send some folks to. That's incredible. Thank you for educating.
I heard that thing about paint.
Yeah.
I'd like to paint her up.
All right. Very good.
You should try that.
I put some Target on her tail.
Okay. All right. God. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
The bullseye on it. I see a lot of women.
Southern man and turn it into a hunting reference.
They're the land mated.
That's a popular boudoir shoot, I think, the paint.
But isn't that true? Do you train a different girl every time to what you
no,
like?
No, you don't train.
I
what
mean,
is that?
That's just kind of odd.
It's called grooming. No, it's not that either. You don't do that either. You don't do that either.
I just want to call up and say this just show this and kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stink Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.